through the weekend, and that's how we're starting Monday off. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, good, you're here. Oh, my gosh. I was so worried that this was a figment of my imagination.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, good.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah,
to you.
So excited. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, of course it is.
Hey, what's up?
How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing all right.
Good. You guys seem like you're tired.
We are. I am. I'm exhausted.
Don't speak for me.
So tired.
Steve-O and Mitch, you guys need some coffee.
Yeah, about an hour.
Yeah, and I guess I'd have to say this. Wake up and smell the Sopo. You know.
I do.
Well, exactly, yeah. I remember I walked in there, you know what I mean, to ask for directions. We'll find a connection office. When you enter there, the smell of coffee just hits your face.
No, it does.
Oh, good.
Pretty crazy.
How are you doing today, Matthew?
I'm doing pretty good, getting ready for school once again.
Of course, every day.
Yes, and this week, guys, Thursday and Friday, there's no school because of student-led conferences.
Oh, good to know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I actually can sleep in Thursday, you know. But Friday, 10 a.m., I have mine.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, way to rub it in.
Yes, the joy of a conference. Yeah. Yippee. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty great.
Steve-O, you're usually a little more energetic. What's wrong?
It's new and improved. This is how I'm going to start doing the show from now on.
Steve-O, you know, that would actually be less hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty hilarious to me. So it's
hey, you know what, Mitch? I think you guys could really use this sound. You guys might have to wake him up or something. You know that
something.
Crazy? Yeah, the chicken sound just to wake up Steve-O. Seems half asleep there.
You know, I'm not sure I want him to wake up.
You know, he sounds like me on the weekend when I don't want to get up.
It's
good to know you sound just like Matthew from Albuquerque on the weekends.
Me, I hate getting up early on the weekends. The only time I ever get up early is when I go get a haircut.
Okay.
Yes. And you guys play the chicken sound as well, and then just play some, let's see, some Fall Glass Fall by Project 86.
Yep. Will do.
Just have that play to wake up Steve-O there. I need to wake up a little.
Anything to wake him up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys enjoy your soap or coffee later for me, okay?
Get Thank deeper. You. We will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah.
So I have to get a Steve-O now. Good morning.
Yeah. Stand by.
Why are you doing this? Can't say that.
It didn't work. I'm just really tired.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong?
Good morning!
Good morning.
I'm here!
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm alive.
Okay.
It's been an interesting 24 hours.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I ate this Mongolian beef yesterday. Okay. I've brushed my teeth 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, come here. Smell my breath.
No, it's okay.
Smell my breath.
No.
Come on, smell my breath.
Get away from me. Get away! No, you're rude!
Can you smell that?
No, I didn't sniff.
It smells like onions.
Good, okay.
I'm pretty sure they put an entire onion in my Mongolian beef yesterday.
Why didn't you say no onions?
I didn't know that that's literally what Mongolian beef is.
Onion.
And so I get this plate and it's like...
Onion!
Beef and onion and then like... You know, well, that's it. Like chives also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, that's onions. Dude, I thought I was having a heart attack last night. Turns out it was heartburn.
You had heartburn? Was this the first time?
I've never experienced it before.
Oh, this is so funny.
I thought I was dying.
Heartburn.
I seriously thought I was having a heart attack. I got like no sleep last night. Because the onion was kung fu fighting my body.
That is so funny.
I've never eaten so many onions in my life, and I didn't know that's what it does. Because when I get burgers or something, no onions. No thanks. I'm good.
Yeah.
Hold the onions. Cool. And then I get this meal, And you don't want to be rude because it's another culture, you know, so you have to eat it.
No.
When I'm at Asian restaurants, that's the way I feel like I'm on a mission trip. So okay. I'm like, don't be rude.
Wow.
Eat the Mongolian beef.
Probably a really nice mission trip.
Dude, I'm in so much pain still.
It's really funny.
No. I thought I was dying last night.
You weren't, though. It was heartburn.
Woke up this morning, like, thankful, like, I made it. But I'm still, like, hurting.
24 hours.
Oh! This is what I had for dinner last night. I thought it was just the pain of having to watch yet another award show.
Which I watched every single bit of it.
Of course you did. Oh! Yeah.
Okay, when we... Okay, this is your complaining few minutes, okay?
All right.
When we get back... from these few songs we're going to play,
uh-huh.
You can't complain about your heartburn anymore because people go through this all the time.
I've never had it. I didn't know what it was. Dude, my chest and arm, like I'm like, oh, no, I think this is the beginning of a heart attack. It feels weird in my arm and my chest.
Can I just be honest? If you had a heart attack, I'd laugh and cry.
Yeah, Chrissy was like, wow. Wow. Let me get you something. They're called Tums. Let me find them. Oh, we don't have any. Oh, okay. I've never had to take one before, so I didn't know what it was.
But didn't she have crazy heartburn with Brody?
Yeah.
Okay. So she knows exactly what you're feeling. Which is why she was up all night.
I just didn't know what it was. I really didn't. I'm a little sleepy.
No more onions for you.
No more onions for me ever, ever, Asian man.
Oh my gosh. Just anyone, because people of all cultures use that in their dishes.
No, not like this. It should have been called Mongolian onion. Mongolian.
Mongolian?
Yes! It was all onion! Oh, I'm so tired. I feel like I could kill cockroaches with my breath.
Oh, disgusting.
I've brushed my teeth 3 times.
Since dinner. Gross.
Yes, seriously, since dinner. I flossed. I was like, no, this is bad. My tongue is melting. I've just never experienced it before.
You done?
Yeah, I guess I'm done.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
It was fine. No heartburn.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
Some poetic echoing green for you. It's called Cry Baby.
Wow, so fitting.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Alive, which I am.
Thankfully.
Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Ah!
I thought you... Nope. No, you stop.
I just took some antacids.
Yeah.
I think I would have rather just kept having heartburn.
You're such a complainer.
That tastes like chalk. I just ate chalk from my child's classroom.
Have you never had Tums?
No.
They taste like chalk.
That's disgusting.
You know, my mom used to eat Rolaids like they were candy back in the day. And I thought they were candy. And so I remember trying my first Rolaid. Ugh.
Yeah.
That was disgusting. Yeah. Never again.
Yeah.
Those are nasty.
I am done with that. So I'll just never eat onions again. I found out yesterday. That's okay. Also found out yesterday, I'm the smartest man alive.
Apparently.
I guessed every single Oscar correctly.
Even like...
Literally.
Even like the documentaries.
Yes!
You're like...
I just guessed those.
Okay, the one that I knew that was going to win and I was so happy.
Paper Man.
I was like, oh, it's so perfect.
I knew you were going to say
that. It's so perfect.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm wrong. I got one wrong.
Which one?
Brave?
Okay. On the ballots? No. On the ballots, you had the option to vote for who you wanted and then who you also wanted to win.
Oh.
I voted for Wreck-It Ralph, but I knew Brave was going to win because they won so many other awards. They spent 6 years on this, and everyone in the Academy knew everything they put
in
there.
Whatever.
They spent 6 years on that movie. I knew
Wreck-It
that it was going to win.
Wreck-It Ralph.
I voted for Wreck-It Ralph, but
Ralph,
I knew.
Wreck-It Ralph, brah.
I knew Brave was going to win.
Yeah, so I got that one wrong. That was the one I got wrong.
I didn't know some of those documentaries, but I chose the one that was like, okay, if I were to pick any documentary, this is the one I'd want to watch.
Based on the 6 seconds they let you see.
Based on the one, like, this is the most helpful. How to survive a plague. Like, thank you. I needed that one. Why is this one not winning?
That was fun. My son, Jack.
we were all watching together, and he kept looking over like, how do you know? It was awesome. That was, yeah, so the Oscars last night. I gotta be honest.
Shut your face.
Watching
your face.
Them perform Les Mis live last night.
That was like a medley. That's not in the movie.
Did not make me want to see
that. That is a medley that's not in the movie. That's just like every song that ever. Okay, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Hello. Let's move on. Chicago.
I was going to say we skipped that.
Why?
We paused for a little bit and then skipped it. Because my children were watching.
Whatever.
Are you kidding me? I don't care that she's 90. She's still wearing next to nothing. It was gross.
It's 1920s. Whatever. Like Flapper Girl.
Oh, right. So it's totally acceptable. I should have let my 7 and 9-year-old watch.
Oh, my gosh. I just love Chicago.
I like Chicago-style pizza, except apparently I can't eat too much of it because I had Chicago-style pizza this
weekend.
You're
an old man now.
I had Mongolian beef. And then I had a heartburn for the first time ever and thought it was
What other performances? Adele rocked it.
Yeah.
So good.
Ted and Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, how do you feel Seth MacFarlane did as a host?
I wish he would do it every year.
How do you feel about some of his jokes not going over so well? Especially the one about John Wilkins Booth.
Dude, John Wilkes
Booth? Wilkes Booth, whatever. John Wilkes Booth. I thought it was Wilkins.
Wilkes
Booth?
That was hilarious.
And no one laughed.
Whatever. And then they laughed after as well. Oh, what, 150 years?
That was funny. I got some Napoleon jokes coming up. Be careful.
He should host every year. I would watch every year if he hosted. I thought it was hilarious.
He's talented. He can sing. Mm-hmm. He can dance. He can make jokes. But
the ending, not so much. Like the Losers song.
Oh, yeah. Meh.
But it's okay. So if you watch the Oscars, tell us what you thought.
Kristen Stewart.
Okay, did you guys not know that she ripped her foot open?
I didn't know that until I Googled it.
Oh, okay.
I Googled it. I'm like, oh, she fell. She fell during rehearsal, which is why she was on crutches and limping. Yeah. But what about that big bruise on her arm?
Chrissy made us watch, like, the red carpet, so they talked to her before.
Okay, I didn't watch that. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Crutches and everything.
Okay, so arm, bruise, also hair, not done. What? Why, Kristen? Why? Kristen, you're at the Oscars. You don't even deserve to be here, but you're here. Just pretty up for 4 seconds.
Wow.
I was so annoyed with her.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree. But that's okay.
Okay.
Oscars were fun. I enjoyed them immensely.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
You're such a liar.
It's 6:30 Monday morning, which means Monday's day. Is my news girl ready? Yes, she is.
Breaking news. In the workforce, we have everything solved now because, in one word, what keeps female employees happy at work? Flexibility. 50% of female workers said flexibility keeps them engaged and happy at the office. The relationship they have with their bosses and coworkers also plays an important role when it comes to overall job happiness.
Are you happy with your job?
Yeah, that's all right.
Wow.
Yes, I am. You guys are actually super flexible, so.
Okay, thanks. Go.
Breaking news. A North County lawyer is furious after being trapped and forgotten inside a San Diego area jail for hours. Araby Lopez, I don't know what that name is. That is the weirdest name. Said it all began when he was trying to visit a client in jail on Tuesday. He went inside a visiting room, not knowing he would be trapped in there for hours. Patiently waiting inside a locked visiting room, Lopez said he didn't think anything unusual was going on until a half hour passed and his client still hadn't been brought down. Jail policies meant his cell phone wasn't with him. A half hour soon turns into an hour, despite pressing an intercom button and banging on the visiting room door, no help came. Finally, after 4 long hours, Lopez said a guard heard him and freed him. During his time behind bars, Lopez says he thought about Daniel Chong, a UC San Diego student who was left inside a holding cell last April after being forgotten by DEA officers for 5 days.
Wow. You okay?
Yeah. Breaking news. Science has found another way to ruin everyone's morning.
Yay!
There are all kinds of unspeakable horrors in your coffee cup. Professor Charles P. Gerba of the University of Arizona says 90% of office coffee mugs are covered in germs.
Gross, dude.
But it gets worse because Professor Gerba says 20% of office mugs carry fecal bacteria.
Stop it right now. No more. I turned your music off. No more of that story. That's gross. I don't want to hear it. Because we drink coffee every day from, like, the coffee mugs that everybody uses back there.
I wash them before.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
But, like, really wash them?
Yes, with soap and
water. Do you scrub
water
them?
And, yes.
Do you put the yellow rubber gloves on and, like.
Every day.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay, good. Thanks.
A big problem is that at the office, most people tend to clean their cups with bacteria-laden sponges or scrub brushes instead of the dishwasher.
Mitch!
That bacteria transfers to the mug and can live there for 3 days.
Oh.
Gerba suggests taking the mug along on morning and evening commutes so it can be cleaned in a dishwasher.
You know what? I'm just going to start bringing my own coffee mug. I can't do this. Can't do it. That's disgusting.
That was so funny.
That's awful.
Oh, that's so funny. Ready?
One more?
More about germs. Breaking news. Germaphobes worried about the cleanliness of writing implements. Take note. The Hatch roller pen claims to fight off bacteria and viruses. According to the pen's manufacturer, the brass from which it's made has been certified by the Environmental Protection Agency as being antimicrobial, able to kill 6 especially nasty strains of bacteria, including E. coli. Staphylococcus aureus within 2 hours.
Yay! I don't know what any of that means.
What? We're not going to end with that one.
Okay.
This is the last one.
Are you ready?
Yes. Breaking news. Virginia police were called to investigate a dinner time mystery in after a woman reported a chicken stolen from her crock pot. The woman stepped away from her kitchen for a few hours as the poultry and vegetables simmered on the stove, but when she returned, the chicken was gone. A police spokesperson actually said, "We suspect foul play."
They did not.
They actually said that.
They really said that.
That's really funny. Foul. That's so funny.
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow.
That's your breaking news.
There it is for Monday News Day. Unbelievable.
That was hilarious.
Don't forget Cover to Cover coming up at 9 o'clock. What record do you want to hear front to back? Cover to Cover. Get your suggestions in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Oh. Death and a Cure. When it all goes south.
It's a good song.
It is. One of my favorites. Static Radio, good morning. It is 6:46 now, and
February 25th.
Ah, yes, we do this every single weekday morning around 6:45.
That's right. We have some birthdays today, as we do every day, because someone was born on every single day of the year.
Yeah.
So we just have to do this every day, I guess.
Yeah.
From Little House on the Prairie.
Ah, yes.
Karen Grassel.
Of course.
Yeah.
42.
71.
Wow.
Veronica Webb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is either. Give me some hints.
Nope, doesn't have anything.
Doesn't have anything?
Apparently, we're supposed to know who that is.
62.
48.
Okay.
From Charlotte Webb. Veronica Webb,
of course. Supposed to tell me?
I don't know.
Is that what, really?
No, I just made that up. You think they really, Webb, really?
I don't know. Whatever Mark Webb directed The Amazing Spider-Man.
I know, that's cool, huh? Maybe it's his wife.
Uh-huh.
It's W-E-B-B.
Ah, could be.
From the Family Man. Oh, wait, Family Guy. Family Man. The Family Man. And then Fun with Dick and Jane. Tia Leone.
She's married to David Duchovny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tia Leone, Bad Boys.
Got it.
Did you never see The Family Man?
No.
That was like a modern day It's a Wonderful Life with Nick Cage-ish.
Why would I see that? You said Nick Cage. There's your first clue
right now.
You
know what's
right
funny thing is? That was actually a really good movie. His acting.
So it's so funny. I'm still not going to see it.
He did a really good job.
Nick Cage.
You are such a hater. She's 47. Keep going.
He told you!
Who?
This guy over here.
I am a crazy fan of David Duchovny in The X-Files.
Hey,
and
can
Tia
I tell
Leone.
You something?
We were talking about
can
her
I tell
on
you something?
Friday.
I saw you look out the window. I know you lied to
look
me.
Look over there.
No.
Look over there.
No.
Look over there.
No.
There's nobody over there.
Guess what?
He's not even in there.
You're lying to me.
I looked over there to see if he was in there.
You do not know. She's just 47.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Fine,
you're such
going.
A liar. You're such a liar. comedian, stop
I'm
it right
there's
now.
Nothing on my phone.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top?
It's Carrot Top's birthday today.
He's treated his body like he's 63, but he's probably in his 40s. 45.
46.
Ah!
Chelsea Handler from Chelsea Lately.
Oh, yeah! Mm-hmm. 23. I don't know who that is.
Oh, my gosh. 38.
I
she
don't
has
know
a
who
talk
that
show.
Is. Okay.
From The Office and Parks and Rec, Rashida Jones.
Ah, yes. She dated Jim. Rashida Jones, that is.
Ah, yes. Got it. Okay. I know who that is.
33.
37. From Reese... In Malcolm in the Middle, Justin Burfield.
23.
27.
Ah!
from Harry Potter.
You're going to be okay?
Yeah.
From Harry Potter.
From Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
They are twins. Fred and George Weasley,
oh!
also known as James and Oliver Phelps.
So they really are two people.
Yes.
I never know. When it comes to twins and
oh
movies
my gosh,
now.
I know, right?
Because the CG's so good. Well, like in The Social Network, that was just Armie Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
He played the twins.
Yeah, the guys who like were
yes,
rowing.
The rowers. Yes.
So, James and Oliver Phelps are?
30.
27.
Oh.
And Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
From Lord of the Rings. Whose birthday is it? Who do you think?
Ah, yes. From which Lord of the Rings?
All of them.
All of them. Including The Hobbit?
No. Lord of the Rings.
Viggo.
No.
He's not in The Hobbit.
No.
So it's not Elijah Wood because he's in The Hobbit. It's
right.
not Ian Holm because he's The Hobbit.
Right.
Dominic Monaghan.
No. Sean Astin.
No! I wasn't done guessing!
So sorry, now you have to guess his age. How old is Sean Astin? Remember, he was in The Goonies?
Oh, I know.
So that dates him a little bit. How old is he?
42.
Who told you? No, you did not know that. You did not guess.
I really guess that. I promise on everything. Stop. Just because I guess it right? Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to play it because I guessed that.
Okay. You did not guess that.
I guessed that.
You did not. I'm ruining this for you.
You're making this game so not fun anymore. I totally guessed
well,
that.
Well, maybe if you'd stop cheating. Hey, this song is appropriate.
Why?
Because today is also George Harrison's birthday.
What?
That's right.
Today, the George Harrison?
The George Harrison. He was born in... Somewhere he was born.
Wow.
He was born in Liverpool, England,
uh-huh.
today in 1943. How old would that make him? If he were alive.
Oh, if he were alive, my cheat sheet doesn't have that.
You give that to me. Give that to me. No freaking way.
Thieves.
No. I'm so angry at Thieves.
70.
No.
67. 43.
What's your final answer?
71.
67.
67.
You would have been 67 today.
Yeah.
But that was not your final answer.
Whatever.
So you don't get this.
Fine.
There you go.
That's it?
That's it. Happy birthday to all of you.
For the record, I totally guessed Sean Astin.
Yeah, right.
I did.
Such a liar.
Oh, my
You're
gosh.
You're full of lies, sitting on your throne of lies.
It's the truth. I did guess it.
Uh-huh.
I've got something coming up that I'm really excited about.
Yeah? What is it?
7 bad habits that are secretly driving your coworkers crazy.
Oh, here it goes. One of them is lying and cheating on birthdays. Hopefully that's on the list.
Lying and cheating
Hopefully that's on
birthdays.
The list. I don't believe a word.
You honestly think I was lying and cheating?
Yeah, especially for the one that you're like, he's blah, 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 like right off the bat.
Sean Astin?
No. Oh, she. Tia, whatever.
Tia Leone.
Yeah. Lies. You lied.
Steve gave me that one.
See?
I guessed Sean Astin.
Okay. Okay. I believe it. You know what? I believe you. I'm going to let your yes, BS, and your no be no.
Oh,
I
wow.
believe you.
Wow. Stever.
Kind of gave that to him because, like, what, 5 days ago?
Yeah.
There was yeah. someone that like shared your age or something, Steve-O, and I said, you know who shares my age? Tia Leone.
Yeah. He did not tell me this morning. He told me days and days ago, and I remembered.
You know what?
So Steve-O knows how old I am.
Yeah.
Almost.
Now does the rest of the world.
In 2013, I will be.
Yeah, I will.
She's actually older, than me.
Well, okay, fine. I'll believe it, just because that's what you guys are saying. I'll believe it.
Oh, wow. All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming back. 7 bad habits that are secretly driving your coworkers crazy. We're going to help you have a better work life.
Yes. All around better work life. You're welcome. That's on the way back?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we do. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra.
My name is Eustace.
That's what the name is called. Yeah, good job. Kicking off your 7 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, everybody. Now, got something to talk about.
First, we have more important things to talk about.
Yes.
Like the fact that Moriarty and Edgewood schools are closed today.
Yep.
Looks like Capitan Municipal Schools closed.
No way.
Capitan. That's right. East Mountain on a 2-hour delay. Yes, 2-hour delay. Edgewood Christian School, 1-hour delay. And that's everything.
All right.
Oh, Estancia, closed.
There we go. Yeah, I-40 East at Louisiana, closed.
To, like, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
To Texas.
Whatever.
Why does it look so normal here, and yet snow, awfulness?
Did it snow everywhere else?
Everywhere else but here.
Whatever.
So before the break, we were talking, geez, a little bit about this. 7 bad habits that are secretly driving your coworkers crazy. You may not realize it, but there's a pretty good chance that you are the cause of somebody else not enjoying their job as much.
Oh.
I mean, me, obviously.
Obviously not.
Obviously not me.
You're perfect.
Of course. So, yep.
Yeah, that's not true.
Working in close quarters with people is always
interesting.
Yeah, it can be difficult at times. There's definitely an adjustment there. But if you're constantly distracting coworkers, it makes them edgy, resentful, and corrodes camaraderie. At least that's what Carla Miller says, who writes the At Work Advice column for the Washington Post. She said, certain habits may make you seem unprofessional and cost you opportunities. Do I ever seem unprofessional?
No, never.
That's a good answer. Thank you. Really?
I just want to keep my job.
Yeah. You can be honest with me.
On air?
Yeah, totally. Do I ever seem unprofessional?
You're barely ever professional.
Wow. Really?
I'm just kidding.
That's terrible.
You know, that was really mean. I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry. Nope, you're pretty much professional. Super right. Professional, especially when I'm like, oh my gosh, I need help. I can't figure it. Move, get out of my way. Move, I'll do it.
That's not true.
Really?
I try and train you up to where you, the next time, will know how to do it yourself. Because if I just keep doing your job for you, you're never going to learn.
Right. Exactly.
Glad I think I just learned something.
I'm glad you just came to that conclusion.
Right. All right. I got 7 bad habits that are secretly driving your coworkers crazy, at least according to Carla Miller from the Washington Post. Number 1, making an unreasonable amount of noise.
Right. I'm pretty sure that the whole radio staff, minus Celeste.
Uh-huh. Is guilty of that?
Guilty of that.
Yeah. All right.
Like to the rest of the building.
Yeah. Yeah, to a point where last week
there was
a really important meeting going on in the conference room.
You know what? Go ahead, tell the story. Go ahead.
And all of a sudden Steve Ryman comes running in like, "Is everything okay?" All right. "Is everything okay?"
Okay.
Because you were screaming bloody murder.
Because there was I almost stepped on a dead moth. And that would have squirted everywhere. But apparently it's been there for months. Like, why hasn't anyone picked up this dead moth?
Ah, yes.
No, you stop it right now. Because that is disgusting.
Very deadly dead moth.
I thought it was a piece of paper or something, so I was just going to step on it and, like, move it with my foot as I was talking to Celeste. No, I almost stepped. So, like, the realization of it being a moth. The realization of it being a moth and that almost being squished. Ooh, gross.
I know.
Oh, I want to freak out right now.
You started screaming.
Because I was so afraid and I ran away. And I knew it was dead.
Steve Ryman had to run in from the, like, important meeting with the higher-ups to make sure everybody was okay because you were screaming.
You know, I always got in trouble in high school because I would talk too loud.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it just hasn't changed. Nothing's changed.
So number one on the list of bad habits that are secretly driving your coworkers crazy, or not secretly.
That was not a secret. It's pretty obvious.
Making an unreasonable amount of noise without fail. The first annoying office habit that every expert interviewed mentioned was making too much noise. Yeah. Most office workers are reasonable enough not to expect silence throughout the workday, but excessive or repetitive noise gets annoying rather quickly.
Yeah, I wonder how people are. We have what is called the bullpen over here, where people, it's like a bunch of cubicles.
Right.
In this one big room, but it's like a maze walking through there. You never know what you're going to run into. Uh-huh. But now they have, like, I don't know if you've been back there while this is going on. Now they have the mail machine, like and it just keeps happening. I wonder how everyone's dealing with it, because it's the only place to do the mail now.
Yes, I'd
want to cry if I were back there.
Yeah, think about it this way. Listening to voicemail on your speakerphone in a cube environment, that's what it's like. That's what it's like. Talking too loudly on the phone, popping gum, crunching ice, munching on chips.
You pop that
singing
gum one more time.
Noisy tics such as throat clearing. These are all annoying examples that experts mentioned. So if this is you,
stop doing it.
Number two. Seven bad habits secretly driving your coworkers crazy. Causing chaos on conference calls. We don't have this problem.
We don't, because we don't have conference calls.
We don't. We're not important enough for that.
But what does that even mean? Causing chaos? Okay, yeah, like...
You know, distracting background noise during a conference call.
Like the kids yelling at you?
Or meeting. It doesn't have to be a conference call or a meeting. People can hear if you're pulling pretzels out of a crinkly bag, says Rothman.
That's so funny.
She said, get high-quality headsets instead of using speakerphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we could afford something
totally
like that. She said there's a difference between a $30 headset and a $100 headset. Ah, she's right. $70.
Yeah.
So... skip. Number three, being a source of strong smells.
Okay, I've always wondered this, because I don't mind that people around the office have smelly whatever. Like, they have, like the air freshener that goes every 5 minutes. Or, like, a candle that... We don't have candles burning anymore because those got outlawed within the connection building. But when they did, I didn't mind them because I was like, oh, it smells so nice. Ooh, someone's cooking pecan pie. Oh, no, that's just a candle. So I don't mind that, but I always wonder if people get angry. I, however, am not cool with a lot of old person perfume.
Yeah, see, and that's exactly what they're talking about. Check it out. Your colleagues do not like your smell of cologne. Or your extra garlicky recipes. That means I have to hide today because I ate like a whole onion.
Well, unless you're going to microwave your breath. That's what's disgusting is when it's like the microwave. You're like, okay, really? Who put 7 tablespoons of garlic, minced garlic in their food today?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Anita Brzezis, author of Things You Do That Drive Your Boss Crazy and How to Avoid Them, said that your coworkers, your colleagues, don't feel the same about your cologne as your girlfriend. They're greatly irked when you bring those smells into the office. They also won't be happy if you neglect personal hygiene and bring body odor to work. So make sure you smell good, but not too good.
Okay, and this goes not even for just being at work.
Yeah.
Not only for being at work, but also for being, I don't know, at church.
Yeah.
Or just in any place where there's,
I don't like hugging people at church.
Okay. Right, because you walk away smelling like 17 different things.
Yes.
And the other day, I was walking right out here by the skate park, and I was about, I don't know, a good 20 feet away from the guy in front of me.
Okay.
Like, wow, he's wearing cologne. I can tell. Because the wind's not even blowing. The wind wasn't even blowing. And I'm like, I smell him.
Yeah.
He is smells so strongly.
Well, so what's the proper way to, you know, put on cologne or perfume? I just don't wear it.
It needs to be, like, your wife needs to be able to smell it. That's about it.
Really?
Yeah. Who else is it for?
Well, so you don't, I don't know.
When you hug someone, when you hug someone,
I don't, you know I don't wear cologne. I have no idea who else is it for. I don't even, it's for no one.
Right.
I don't wear it.
It's for the person you're hugging.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right.
Which is really funny, because every single time I hug someone,
you're like, hey, cologne.
You smell great. You tried today. Good job.
Number three on the list of 7 bad habits that are secretly driving your co-workers crazy. We'll get back to the list here in a sec. But, 7:15.
No. I-40 East at Louisiana is closed until apparently Texas.
Yeah, for real.
East, yeah, Texas. Took a while.
Yeah, Texas is east.
Okay, I didn't know.
Doing a good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
The roadway is reduced to 1 lane at Unser and I-40. And there's snow everywhere, so be careful. Yeah. Apparently, there's snow everywhere. I don't know. The roads are fine. They were fine this morning.
Yeah, it's still a little icy.
No accidents to report at the moment, but it looks like it is backed up at where... At Louisiana.
Where Louisiana is.
At Louisiana, where the where I-40 shuts down.
That's right.
So be
careful
over there.
They got that place locked down.
That's right, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Going to get back to the music. Don't forget, coming up at 7:30,
Mad Lib Monday.
It's going down. See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Modern Post before the throne. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's 7:34.
What?
It's 7:34.
What does that mean?
On Monday?
I don't,
it's
I'm
a
not
very special
you.
Time.
7:34.
Yes.
Just another Mad Lib Monday.
Whoa, whoa.
That's right. It is Mad Lib Monday.
Give us a call.
505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday.
It is. What is... You just picked one already?
I just picked one, and it has a lot of words.
Great. This is going to take forever. Why
no,
would you
because,
do this?
Because 98% of them are adjectives, and I'm just going to give you some.
Oh.
505-338-3700.
That's right.
Need to get this rolling.
Need to get Mad Lib Monday going.
Yes.
It is that time. What's the title of this map?
Fable number one.
Fable?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I don't know.
I don't remember ever doing that one.
So we're going to have to do like Lord of the Rings music for this or what?
Maybe.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. You can also call us 338-3701.
And it's cover to cover today as well.
Oh, man.
So you got to get those suggestions in at Facebook after you call for Mad Lib Monday, of course.
That's right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You want to kick it off with an adjective for me?
Yes, of course I do. Sparkling.
Sparkling?
Yes.
All right.
Sparkling. K-L-I-N-G.
Yeah, I know.
Of course.
I know how to spell Mitch.
Oh, good.
Man.
So proud of you.
Static.
Adjective?
I need a noun.
Noun?
What?
Cheetah.
Cheetah.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, 505-338-3700. Person in room.
Ooh, me.
Of course. Selfish.
Whatever.
We need an adjective. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hi.
Hi, I need an adjective.
An adjective. Ferocious.
Ferocious.
Thank you.
I like that. That's a good one.
Mitch, cheetah. Ferocious. This is turning out good.
Yeah.
And sparkling. I'm amazing. Do you ever play that, what is it?
I hope you're the villain.
Apples to Apples?
Of course!
Where you get like the...
Love that game. It's a good game. Static!
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Need an adjective.
An adjective. Slimy.
Slimy.
Oh, come on.
Hey.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Thank
come
you.
On. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You're mad because your name's in it. Now you want everything to be like fluffy and pretty or what?
Yeah, well, I get really worried during Apples to Apples that this is really what describes me. It's like I have this really cool list and all of a sudden it says something really mean.
Has nothing to do with you. This is a fable. You don't even know what it is.
Not yet.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey,
I need an adjective.
Need a noun?
Adjective. I can hear us in the background.
Yep. Turn your radio down or you're going to confuse
huge.
Yourself.
Huge. Is that one?
Yes, it is. It is. Yep. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. An exclamation.
An exclamation.
We need an exclamation.
You know, every time I think of now all I think is that stupid joke, stupid, amazing joke that I told last Friday. What is Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
Wata!
Wata!
That was one of the best Fun Joke Friday jokes ever.
I retold that joke at least 3 more times that day.
That was a good one. Static!
Hey guys, what do you need?
Exclamation.
Ouch.
Okay. That's an exclamation.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Ouch. All right, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Thank you to Mitch for picking the longest Mad Lib in the history of Mad Libs.
You know what? I did this just for you.
We only need 47 more words.
It's okay.
Like doing a novella? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yes, a novella.
Static.
What do you need?
Adverb.
Adverb. Oh, geez. These are the ones that I have trouble with.
Think of a verb. And we'll turn it into an adverb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Run.
Run?
Run. I always think of run as a verb.
Run. Yeah. Runly.
Runly. Runningly. Swiftly.
There you go.
That's like the word we'll all the time.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That seems like that's our go-to.
Swiftly.
Need a noun. Give me a call.
A noun.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Oh, man, best adverb ever. Hipsterly.
That's not
a word.
We're
using that, Paul. We're going to use that if we get another adverb. Static.
Hi.
Hi, I need a noun.
Snow.
Snow. All right, that's a noun. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. All right.
Adjective. No.
Adjective. Need an adjective.
Oh, shoot.
You can do
so
it.
An adjective.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a describing word. Describes something.
How about wonderfully?
Wonderfully. Hmm, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderfully.
Wonderfully.
No, wonderfully.
Wonderfully.
W-O-N-D-E-R-F-L-E-E. Wonderfully.
Is it flee from wonder?
Yes.
Wonderfully.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Give us your Mad Lib suggestions.
Hey, this has a good amount of different types of...
It sure does. Good job, you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Static.
Good morning. What do you guys need?
I need a noun.
You need a noun?
Yes.
Bush. Like the plant?
Yeah, like the... I was thinking of the band. Like... Fronted by Gavin Rossdale.
I was thinking of the president.
People can interpret as they desire.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you for being so versatile.
Yes.
Oh, and I have to say, y'all didn't even start off this morning with intergalactic planetary.
That's, oh, it didn't?
Oh, you're right.
How many theme songs for Mad Lib Monday, aside from the actual Mad Lib Monday theme song?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I love you guys.
We love
you're
you
amazing.
Too.
And
next
I really emotionally am tied to that phone. Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right, I put an adverb in. Hipsterly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I need an adjective.
An adjective. Quickly.
Quickly. Is that an adjective?
Yes.
No.
No. No. That's an adverb.
Quick.
Yeah. Quick.
All right. There you go. Quick, like Nestle quick? I don't know. Static!
Hey, you know that wonderfully is an adverb, right?
Of course.
Okay, of course we do. Oops.
I wanted to do the exclamation. We could do like, iguala.
Oh, see, that's pretty good.
Dang it. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
What do you guys need?
Iguala. Adjective.
Adjective. How about... ecstatic.
Oh,
never mind. How about fantastic?
Fantastic.
Fantastico.
Fantastic. I love it.
You guys have a great day.
I kind of want to take out ouch and do ijola.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But you can't go backwards.
No.
It's done. A noun?
Noun. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is, Mad Lib Monday. This is the longest Mad Lib
ever. Yeah, but we're kind of flying through it.
Yeah, I know. Static.
What do you guys need?
Noun.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. So glad you called.
Let me help you.
Thank you for that.
Justin, J-U-S.
Uh-huh.
T-I-N space B-I.
Oh, I-E?
E-B-E-R.
I was going to spell it wrong.
I know. That's why I was helping you.
All right. I don't know. Steve.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. A couple things.
Yeah.
If you really want to use ijola,
mm-hmm.
you could do ouch, ijola.
There you go.
Okay, but what do you need?
I need a noun.
Bacon.
bacon.
Oh, of course. Everything's better with bacon.
Justin Bieber and bacon.
Wait. No, here's something we should finish with. Since this is so long, I'll just take one. But everyone should be doing two. No? Okay. And by the way, he is right. That is an adverb.
Thank you.
All right. What?
No, we got another exclamation. I just put in hijola.
And it's the way...
And the way I spelled it. It was perfect.
Oh. Right.
Thank you.
Bye. Right.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We're so close. We only need 19 more words.
Oh, good.
Why would you pick this one?
This is really excited when I saw it was a fake.
We only need like 6 words, actually, but... Static!
What?
Hi! Hello!
What do you guys need?
Adjective!
Adjective?
Yep.
Vast.
Ooh, great band. Thank you. Static, need a noun.
James.
James. That's so James
person.
Of you.
James, ha ha ha.
I like it.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got Justin Bieber.
Bacon. James.
Static, I need a noun.
Noun. What noun? Unicorn.
That's a good one. I like
that. Rock and roll.
All right, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Was that the voice?
That was a great voice, huh?
Was that the voice that we were talking about the other day?
Maybe. That was a good voice.
Yeah.
Static.
Whoa.
Okay,
no.
Fine. Need a noun.
Need a noun?
Yep.
Bob.
There's a lot of people in this one. Thank you.
It could be like a bob, like for fishing.
Ah, yes.
A bob.
Yes.
Bobbing.
I'm going to go buy mustache wax today, I think. Look, I can curl this up.
I hope you do.
Look.
You can buy mustache wax and then shave all of this.
And just keep the mustache?
Yeah.
Look at this.
Be so hipsterly of you.
Look at this. Come on. Do I look like the villain in a Western?
Yes.
It's pretty good, right?
Or just like every other person in the world right now. Hey, look, the phone's ringing.
Really? Static!
Yes. Hello?
I need a noun.
You need a noun.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles.
The Beatles, that's a noun. Static!
Dog.
Dog?
Noun, right?
Let's see if I still need a noun. Whoops.
Nope, that's not how you spell that.
Yep, dog.
Dog it is.
Dog it is. All right, thanks, man.
Sounds good, thank you.
All right, look at that voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Good voice right there. All right, are we ready?
Yes. We flew through that one.
Whatever. That took forever.
It didn't.
Yes. It's called Fable. Here we go. Mad Lib Monday. Thanks to everybody who called in, by the way.
We do this every Monday, and it wouldn't be possible without all of you.
Okay, you're ruining my music.
Thank you so much, everyone who called in today.
Yeah, are you okay?
I was just trying to... I watched the Oscars last night.
Oh, man!
I'm sorry.
Were you doing an Oscar speech or what?
I was.
Who would you thank if you won at the Oscars?
Jennifer Lawrence.
You would thank Jennifer Lawrence?
For making all of this so popular.
I would thank Harrison Ford. First and foremost, I would like to thank Harrison Ford for being both Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
Probably thank Ludacris.
I would also like to thank... Who else?
Oprah and...
Why would you think Oprah?
I changed that. I don't want to think Oprah.
I would think okra, fried okra.
Fried okra
favorite.
Is so good.
I would also like to thank fried okra for making me the man I am today.
And every buffet around the world for always having fried okra.
You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Mad Lib Monday. I feel like I have to do a voice for this one because it's a fable. Once upon a time... A sparkling cheetah expert named Mitch felt a ferocious pain.
Ouch!
He sent for a slimy surgeon who looked at his huge stomach and said, ouch!
Exactly, ouch.
Then he muttered swiftly, I see your trouble. The snow on your wonderful stomach is overlapping the bush next to your kidney.
Okay.
The surgeon hipsterly took him to the quick operating room of the hospital. There he made a fantastic incision.
Ah.
Reaching from the patient's Justin Bieber to his bacon. Ijola, said the surgeon. That takes care of that vast James. Really?
With that, he begins sewing up the incision. However, on the 10th stitch, the patient sneezed and almost pulled the unicorn out of the bob. But the surgeon took one final stitch and saved the Beatles. Moral of the story: a dog in time saves nine. I don't even know what that means.
Is that a riddle?
I don't know. I don't know. Blame the people. Blame the people.
What is that about Justin Bieber and
no clue.
Bacon and James?
Yeah, you had surgery. You had a monstrous
incision. The surgeon hipsterly. I was trying to imagine the surgeon hipsterly taking me to the...
Yeah. Operating room.
Operating room.
By the way, you're a he. In the story.
Well, that makes sense. My name is Mitch,
So, there it is. All right, Mad Lib Monday! We do it every single Monday, and we don't make apologies because you give us the words.
Yes.
There it is.
So, thank you.
Yeah. Gotta take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Josh Garrels for you. Also, we still have the 7 bad habits that are secretly driving your coworkers crazy. But we also need to talk Lobos!
Oh, yeah.
You missed the weekend of weekends, bro.
I did. It's also a cover to cover today.
Yeah, we'll talk about all that on the way back.
Okay.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Hey! Vinyl Thief Faces. Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve on Mitch hanging out with you.
Oh, here we go.
We got to talk.
So they lost.
What?
I don't know. They won. UNM Lobos. Basketball, they won.
I'm not gonna just shoot right out of the gate and tell you since you weren't paying attention.
Never pay attention.
All right. Okay, you ready to talk about this?
Play by play. Tell me everything that happened.
Play by play the entire game?
Every single play.
Well, we played in Colorado.
Oh, so nobody.
Fort Collins, Colorado State,
and they're
number 22 ranked.
And we're number 23?
We are number 16.
We are number 16.
However, okay. Lobos played in Colorado State, all right? Number one in the conference. Colorado State, number two in the conference. If we won this game, we'd be up 2 games. If we lost, we'd be tied with Colorado State. And here's the deal. Colorado State going into this game, 27 home game, win streak. They haven't lost 27 games.
You're setting me up for this. Okay.
Go, okay? Scary game.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest game in history at Colorado State, they said. The two teams being ranked biggest ever in Colorado. And I'll tell you what, we went into halftime losing 38-41.
Oh, no.
Which is a pretty high score, actually.
They're close together.
Yeah. So it was we went and saw it at the Dubs of B.
Okay.
We were there, and it was just jam-packed red.
Yeah,
a sea of red.
And you have to pay to be there.
Sea of red. No, you didn't have to pay. Well, I mean, you have to buy food, I guess.
No. Whenever I went to the...
You didn't have to pay to be there.
For UFC, you have to pay.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
that's different.
So that's not like that with every sporting event?
No.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
It just worked out because we were like, hey, we should get food. Hey, we should do this because the Lobos are playing at 2 o'clock.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
Let me just say this, first of all. Kendall Williams, number 10. He made a Lobo single game record for 3-pointers made.
Wow.
Yeah, he hit 10 threes. He had a total of 46 points.
Dang.
Third best all time for Lobo. Oh, man. It was unbelievable. Final score? Final score isn't reflective of how incredible a game it was.
Okay.
But the final score, Colorado State, 82.
And Lobos?
91!
We won for the first time. Okay, Colorado, how many games had they won?
27 home game win streak snapped. Oh, man.
By the Lobos.
Can I just say...
So where are we now? So we could actually, win
this. We're number one, and we're up two. We're up two.
Okay.
In the Mountain West Conference. Which, by the way, Mountain West Conference, the number one ranked RPI in the nation as far as conferences go. We are number one in that conference.
RPI.
You get it. You get it.
Recurring program investigations.
There you go. That's right. Lobos are playing San Diego State this Wednesday in the pit. In fact, man, I'm so excited. They got home yesterday, 9:45. I was at church, so I did not get to go because, you know, fans get to go and meet them at the airport and cheer them on. I was not there, and I was very sad. But Lobos once again pulling it out, and it was probably, in my opinion, that was my favorite Lobo game I've ever watched in my entire life.
Wow.
I've seen some great games. That was incredible.
Well, because they weren't at home.
It was incredible. Yeah.
It's always fun to see someone else beat someone at their home.
It's a good time to be a Lobos fan, I'm telling you. Coach Alford, single greatest Lobo coach in history. Yeah, I just said it. Whatever.
Okay.
I know you don't care.
But
it's okay. You need to
start
caring.
No, I'm excited. No, I'm excited. I'd be more excited if I was able to see them play just once.
There are four games left.
Yeah, not for $80. No.
True story. Static!
Shadow! Dude, I just want you to be thinking of me when San Diego State whips on that booty.
Oh, snap.
Is that possible? How are they doing?
It's possible, but I just don't see it.
You just said it's always good when somebody goes into a hometown and wins, so you just cursed your own team.
Well, I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
I don't either. I don't even watch college ball, but I'm still repping my city.
That's okay. It's okay. I don't fault you for that. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game.
Is it going to be televised? Am I going to be able to see it or what?
I don't think it's nationally televised. I think it's on CBS Sports.
Okay.
So if you have CBS Sports, then you'll get it.
Okay. All right. Well, just wanted to call and then rub in the win already.
All right. Good luck. We'll talk to you Thursday. All right.
Good
you
luck,
better
man.
Be humble.
Love you guys.
All right. Love you too, bro. Poor boy from Cruises.
Are you going to that game?
No. I'm pretty sure it's sold out.
Yeah, I think it's sold out.
San Diego State, yeah.
So it's going to be
But we're two games up.
I'm so afraid.
I know.
But what people don't realize, so they're playing here.
Yeah, they're playing
so
in
the Lobos will probably win because we have the
so
advantage of high elevation.
Yes, and that man,
okay.
That in itself, I don't even know why other people play here.
Yeah, I don't understand.
They just can't breathe.
Right.
It's not really
my
that.
My point, exactly.
Stever.
That's why I can't run. That's why I can't work out here. High elevation.
So do you want a scoreboard, pool boy?
Yeah.
Conference record.
Yeah.
Let's see. San Diego State. Let me see. 8-5.
8-5.
Lobos, 10-2.
10-2, Lobos!
And overall record. San Diego finally won 20 games.
Good job.
They're 20-7.
They're great. Dude, I don't want to take anything. It's going to be a good game on Wednesday, I
believe. Lobos 23-4. Lobos were defeated by San Diego State, by the way, in San Diego.
In San Diego.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wednesday's a coming.
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the pit. Mile high and louder than
howl. Louder than howl.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a howl.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Go Lobos. It's a bit louder than
everyone's a Lobo. Dude, we were in we were in the dubs of B watching the game, and every time they went to the free throw line, our boys put up the Lobos.
Did they woof?
They didn't woof, no. But it was jam packed with the sea of red. And,
so Lobos have four games left.
Four games left.
San Diego State at home.
Uh-huh.
Wyoming at home.
Yeah.
And then they're on the road against Nevada and the Air Force.
Is Nevada like the team to beat?
No.
What's the team to beat?
They're the team to get
San Diego. Beat. San Diego and Wyoming will be our toughest.
So
those are our games. Those are the tough ones.
And Air Force is a tough team this year. So
yeah.
There's no gimmies in the Mountain West.
No.
Just the...
Nevada's
who did they
close
play?
Gimme, but...
Nevada was playing San Diego, I think, kind of tight over the weekend, at least in the first half.
You're going to be really upset if Nevada wins.
Well, yeah, we were upset that South Dakota State won, who, by the way, is doing really, our RPI is so big because...
Recurring.
The guys that we've played...
Playoff implications.
have done really good. I mean, St. Louis won a big game over the weekend.
Yep.
And I want to say, South Dakota State, right? Isn't that who we lost to?
Yep.
They won another big one, I think. So they're both playing great basketball. That helps our RPI and helps us probably get like a 3 or 4 seed when we go to the NCAA tournament this year.
Recurring.
You heard me say it. Did you hear me say it, Steve-O?
Yes.
On the air.
I know.
A 3 or a 4 seed. I think we're going to get a little respect.
All right.
Probably get to number 12 today.
All right. Number 12, dude.
RPI.
We better go above Arizona.
No, that's not RPI. Number 12 is just AP ranking.
Number 12.
Ranking.
No, that's our AP ranking, yeah. RPI is Rating Percentage Index.
Prehistoric.
It's the measure of your strength of schedule, how a team does against. There's like a bunch of stuff that's in your RPA. It's not just strength of schedule.
RPA
it's,
or RPI?
Okay, we're boring people. We're boring people.
Okay, fine.
Lobos win.
Lobos! Everyone's a Lobo.
Woof, woof, woof.
Woof, woof, woof.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, dude. Four games left.
Okay.
Could be my favorite season ever.
Well, yeah. Isn't this the best they've done, like, ever?
I wouldn't say ever. But we've done really, really, really well. Really, really, really well.
Whenever? Okay. Good. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a good time to be a Lobo fan. I love it. My boys love it. It's a good time. We're going to have to try and get you either San Diego State or the Wyoming game. You have to experience the pit.
Well, I tried.
You've never experienced the pit.
Okay. Can we talk about this? Yes, I have.
How old were you?
I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah, exactly. See,
Down on the court, okay?
Ah, yes.
I was
on
the court.
On the court.
Hey,
yes.
Want to know something? I really was. My sister was a cheerleader. I sat with her on the court. She was go. All right? She was go out of go fight win. She was go. I sat on the court. Don't even talk to me. I sat on the court with all the kids who were like the ball catchers.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. It's only been 20 years.
It really has.
20 years it's been, Mitch. You need to get
whatever,
to the pit.
Whatever.
You need to get to the pit. We'll try and make that happen for you.
Spirit
fingers. No, jazz hands.
The mascots. What are the names?
Louie and Lucy?
Yeah, I knew them back in the day.
Okay.
I knew them personally without the mask on.
Wow. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, good. Go Lobos!
Roads are clear. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Are they really that clear?
No, they're not. It just wasn't refreshing. I-40 East at Louisiana is shut down.
To Tejas, bro.
That's right. And it's probably a good thing since there's an accident, I-40 West at Highway 333. That's exit 170.
Yeah.
Which is just almost out of
Roads are bad. It's very cold.
Yeah. Nothing's melting. There's also an accident. The left lane is blocked on I-25 South at Osuna. It's exit 230.
All right.
It's right here.
Yeah.
It's right where we are.
Yep.
And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Don't forget, coming up at 9, cover to cover. Get your suggestions in.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Steve on Mitch.
Good morning.
Static. Red, hold me now. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
A minute ago, we were talking about the UNM Lobos.
Keeping it.
Out a victory.
Keeping it local.
Yeah, yeah. Rocking a victory in Colorado State.
They win.
Sadly, a loss on UNM campus this week. The Associated Students of the University of New Mexico approved a resolution to replace Chick-fil-A.
Okay, explain this to me. Why? Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I knew this was a battle and they were trying, but I really didn't think they'd succeed.
Yeah, students approved the resolution Wednesday night. The student spokesman said the resolution aims to make the university more comfortable for minority groups, especially the LGBTQ students on campus.
What's the Q?
The lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and
quad.
Quality. Quantity.
Quantity?
Quarrels.
Quails.
What's the Q?
Quails.
The quails. For the lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and quail students on campus. Yep, in June and July last year,
phone call from that,
Chick-fil-A Chief Operating Officer Dan Cathy, he made public comments against same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you know, people have been for, against,
whatever.
Is it really?
No way.
Is it really?
But that's gay. That's lesbian. Queer?
Right.
What is queer?
Is that really what it is? That's what it looks like. You know, different? But
maybe that just sums them all up. Like,
there you go.
Okay.
Then why wouldn't they just say Q students on campus? I don't know. Associated Students of the University of Mexico approved this resolution to replace the controversial, in their words, Chick-fil-A, in the sub with another restaurant because it was making people uncomfortable. They want the university to be more comfortable for minority groups. I don't understand how removing a chicken place
for minority groups
is causing that much controversy. In fact, we had a student call in, a couple weeks ago, actually?
Yes.
Talking to us about this?
Was going through law school.
Yeah, going through law school. Was
pretty incensed that this was even a topic, that it was even happening on UNM campus, because basically they were saying, you can't eat chicken because...
It's hate chicken.
It's hate chicken. Well, the student, whatever it's called, the Associated Students of UNM.
The count, like the...
Approved the resolution.
They voted?
Yeah, they voted, and it was approved to remove Chick-fil-A. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, I was just calling to comment about the Chick-fil-A thing.
Yep.
So I'm a UNM student, and I think it's really ridiculous, because I actually surveyed students, and 85% of them said they wanted Chick-fil-A to stay.
Wow. And
15% said it made them uncomfortable. Another thing that's kind of silly is UNM actually has no jurisdiction about what restaurants are in the sub. So all this was them passing their recommendation off to the sub board to remove it. So it's not official yet.
Not official yet. Okay. That's good to know. It does seem a little ridiculous that, you know, especially with 85% of the students saying, hey, we're okay with this chicken.
Exactly. And in the article, I thought it was interesting, the representative said, we're not here to represent the majority. We're here to represent the minority of students. Seems rather backwards to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That brings about a good question.
So as long as the minority has a louder microphone than the majority, minority rules.
Exactly. It's backwards.
All right.
Okay.
Good to know.
Think about this.
Thanks for the call.
Minority, it's always been like this. Okay, think about this.
505-338-3700.
In high school.
Yeah.
All the popular people, like the super popular people,
yeah,
they're the ones who got things done. They had the voice. They were the popular people.
Right.
But think about this.
Okay, I'm thinking.
They were the minority. There's only like 5% of them who are the popular people. Everyone else is unpopular.
But that's why there's the popular vote. It's collegiate.
Oh, my gosh.
Just look it up. Static.
Everyone else is unpopular.
Turn your radio down if you're going to call. Trust me. You're going to confuse yourself.
And us.
Static.
Yep, I turned it down. Sorry, not that I'm driving.
Okay.
Sorry. Shh, don't tell nobody.
Oh, man. You just told the world, so it's okay.
Oh, well, but you don't know my name.
True.
Anyway, I'm going to UNM, going there right now, but thinking they make me feel uncomfortable. I don't want to see that, but yet they shove it down my throat. They shove it in my face. They shove it down my throat in the classrooms. It's like, well, what about my rights? You know, what about me being comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not shoving my morals and ethics. Am I preaching the gospel to you? No, you need it, but no, I'm not doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you overhear my conversation, well, then move.
Right.
But, yeah.
But in the same token, you know, stop cramming your crud in my face. I don't need a facial. Thank you.
Right. There you go. Thanks. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Hello.
Go Lobos.
Go Lobos.
That's right.
Yes. That's
Chick-fil-A should stay.
Yes, they should. All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
That's a voice there.
Another voice.
It's another voice. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you're just joining us. UNM.
Representing the minorities, apparently.
Apparently replacing Chick-fil-A on campus. The Associated Students of UNM approved a resolution to replace the controversial Chick-fil-A in the sub. I say controversial, but that's just because that's what the article says. Controversial, quote-unquote, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
In the sub with another restaurant. The students approved the resolution this last week. And the spokesperson said the resolution aims to make the university more comfortable for minority groups, especially LGBTQ students on campus.
That doesn't make... That girl, that woman that just called had a good point. And honestly, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel very... We were on campus not too long ago.
We were.
Putting up posters for Red Jumpsuit Apparatus at the time.
That's right.
And I did feel uncomfortable. I felt like someone was going to see me that knew what I stood for and call me out on it.
Yeah.
And I felt like that for a long time because I have a lot of friends who used to have a lot of friends who they stand for all of that. They're very outspoken about.
Very vocal.
Yes. And
it was interesting when we were trying to put up posters for Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, what we were trying to like find when we were trying to find spots for them, all the other posters all around, it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And we don't want to cover it because we don't want to look like we're trying to
hate on their event, their thing.
Yes.
So, yeah, trying to find a spot to put our flyers up for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus show. And it was definitely
very difficult.
It was difficult. It was interesting being on campus. But this to me seems a little backwards, a little unreal. Let us know what you think. 505-338-3700, the phone number. But they voted. Now, we got a call from a student who says, well, the AS, the Associated Students of UNM, they don't have that
that much clout. They can't just pull a restaurant from the sub. They made a recommendation. They approved this resolution, but it still has to go to the actual board. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what UNM does, because yeah. it's going to be very interesting if they pull this Chick-fil-A when they, you know, surveyed students, and 85% of students said, no, keep Chick-fil-A. Okay. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. Static!
Hey, I've got another topic, and you brought it up, which is a good point, in regards to the whole hating thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, on campus, they hate me. I literally had a professor jump up out of her seat. Okay, she's told me that, she's telling the class that, we should be negotiating with the Taliban, which we already did with Clinton, hello. But nonetheless, I raised my hand and I said, should we be negotiating with Hitler? The woman literally jumped up and told me that was a hateful person. They're the haters. They hate Christians beyond all reason. They hate you. They're the haters, not us. We don't go up to people and we do it with love, right. You know. We're the lovers. They're the haters. They have it so backwards. Oh, it's so aggravating. Okay, yeah. Bye. See ya.
There you go. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Feel free to,
Sound off. Yeah. So. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty infuriated this morning when I read that story. It's unthinkable. This is such a big deal. Like, it's a restaurant. This dude was questioned first. He didn't give his opinion just like flippantly, and he didn't like just offer it up. Someone asked him. So the fact that this has really exploded into such a big deal is to the point where we are trying to get it off of our university campus.
Yeah.
Astounding.
It's unbelievable. I'm actually looking at this article that Paul in Houston sent me. I'm going to have to try and link this to our website because Shane, the dude who actually started his protests of Chick-fil-A for the LGBTQ community.
They added the Q.
Yeah. ended up befriending Dan Cathy and has suspended his boycotts of Chick-fil-A's on different campuses. So
this is like
this coming from a 40-year-old homosexual.
This is like the Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
When it was like this crazy big deal about abortion, but then she told us a few years later, after everything was already said and done, that she lied about it, that she wasn't raped. She was just afraid to tell the truth.
Yeah, this is unreal. He's the founder and executive director of Campus Pride, the leading national organization for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender college students. And his organization began this battle with Chick-fil-A. And now, months later, after speaking and hanging out and getting to know Dan Cathy, they've actually become friends. There's a photo of them together at a football game.
Okay, for real, people?
I'm just
for
saying.
For real.
Static!
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I had a little comment on your Chick-fil-A thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess the problem that I have, because when it comes to this particular group, the one that it's feeling like it's the minority, it's become quite a fad in our society anyway.
Right.
But they're always talking about we as Christians and our inaccuracy in our level of tolerance. And I find it kind of hypocritical, as many, you know, all parties have hypocrisy within them, that they're not tolerant of a company that takes a stand for their beliefs.
Right.
And this produces decent food, for one thing, at a reasonable price for college students. But for those people who are becoming minorities, such as ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I just, if you're a Christian and you take a stand for what you believe in, you're fanatical and right-wing and, you know, you're an activist. But if you take a stand for being homosexual, lesbian, whatever controversial group that goes against what the Bible says.
Right.
Then that's okay. Because right. then you're being tolerant. And, you know, God doesn't grade one sin greater than another. So whether you're a homosexual or a lesbian or an adulterer or a thief or a murderer,
right.
you're all the same in God's eyes. So who cares if you're just getting beat lunch?
Right. See, no, that sounds rational to me.
It does sound rational.
So thanks for your thoughts.
Just my thoughts. Thanks.
Right. Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, yeah. What's up?
What
hey.
Up?
Just wanted to chime in on the UNM Chick-fil-A thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the adage that says the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Yeah.
I'm really getting tired that, you know, it's a minority that's the squeakiest wheel. Why don't we make some noise?
Yeah, There you go. Wonder where everybody was when this resolution was going on.
I wonder why they're being called the minority.
It's interesting, right? Yeah. Static.
Hi, my name is Vanessa. I just have a comment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with that lady that just called about how Christians, when we take a stand and say what we believe, what God says, we get called the haters and whatever. But something that's never been discussed about the whole homosexual lifestyle, and I've come in contact with quite a few homosexual couples in my life. I'm 53 years old, by the way.
Okay.
Anyway, is that there is heterosexuality within every homosexual couple. And to me, that is a complete hypocritical thing that nobody ever talks about. And I think needs to be brought up. And homosexual people who look at heterosexual people and say that, you know, we are the haters or whatever, you know, you need to be honest about your lifestyle and your choice. You know, and I know that the people they point to are the ones that horrible groups that go to homosexual people's funerals and hold up those signs and all that. And what we need to remind people is your choice to be a homosexual or not is not what determines whether or not you're going to go to heaven. That's Romans 10:9-10, you know. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you. All Bye-bye. Right. Thanks, Vanessa. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going.
So I had a quick, well, hopefully it's quick, comment about this whole Chick-fil-A thing.
Yeah.
When it first went down, like you guys have talked before, he was asked his opinion. He gave it. What do you expect?
Right.
He's Christian. This is what's going to happen.
Right.
Now, the one thing that's been bothering me ever since this has been going on is people are being too generalized. You work for Chick-fil-A, you're this hate-mongering person, which is not true.
Right.
Because I have friends who are both homosexual or not. And, you know, honestly, I am Christian. I have my own faith. I have my own beliefs. And at no point in time have I ever had anybody who is gay pride or anything like that ever, at least my good buddies, truly be forcing their opinions down my throat.
Right.
I think we're pretty good about not doing that. One of the things that's going on is people are too vague. They're not looking at individuals. They're looking at a bigger picture. They'll look at one person who's done something, and they'll assume that everybody in that group has done that.
Mm.
And I think what people need to do on both sides is need to take a step back, breathe, and go in with a clear and level head, because there's no reason to be spreading so much hate and disappointment in our world. It's just, and that just needs to end on all fronts.
There you go.
But that's just me.
All right,
anyways,
thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. It's interesting. I think one thing that is definitely interesting, a lot of people have called in already and talked about the fact that when Christians speak out, we're considered hate mongers and we're hypocrites and, you know, we're condemning everyone. But when another person with a different opinion speaks up, it's, you know, just being tolerant. This is just my view. If you're just joining us, the Associated Students of UNM approved a resolution to replace Chick-fil-A. No longer going to be in the sub. And a student spokesperson said the resolution aims to make the university more comfortable for minority groups, especially LGBTQ students on campus. And so we thought we'd get your thoughts on that. Chick-fil-A seems like going away on UNM campus. Is this really surprising in any way, shape, or form?
I guess not. It's just more infuriating.
I think one thing that is sad, Tim Tebow was actually going to be speaking at a church out in Dallas.
And he has officially backed out.
He officially backed out because this church in Dallas preaches that homosexuality is a sin. It preaches, well, biblical doctrine, I guess. I don't know. Looking at what, you know, the church stood for, it was that, you know, homosexuality is a sin. Here's this. There's that against same-sex marriage, mm-hmm. and people were coming out in protest to Tim Tebow to say, don't speak here, they're hate mongers, and Tim Tebow backed out and said, hey, at this time, you know, he's trying to get traded, basically, his career, he doesn't know what's going on in the NFL, and said for his professional career, he had to decline. After he had already said he was going to speak there.
Sounds like someone who recently did that as well.
Yeah, recently for the presidential inauguration.
Louis Giglio,
he was asked to say a prayer at the inauguration, And he backed down at the last because
for the same reasons.
People attacked him saying, well, but like 15 years ago, he had a message where he said same-sex marriage is a sin and or it's wrong and homosexuality is a sin. And he backed down.
But he didn't back down because he didn't believe it.
Right.
Or whatever. He backed down because he didn't want to cause disunity.
Yeah, but the thing is, by doing that, and I just looking at it now, here we have this group who on UNM campus has said, 15% of the campus is uncomfortable, even though 85% of the campus voted and said, hey, we don't think anything's wrong with Chick-fil-A. That 15% spoke loudly, and that 15% now is getting Chick-fil-A removed from UNM campus. Mm-hmm. What does that say about us as Christians? Are we supposed to, I know it's like, hey, we've got to speak the truth in love, and but we still have to speak the truth.
I think what we're, our lines are so blurred between the truth and love, the speaking the truth in love and condoning, as well as being assertive.
Right.
Like, we're not assertive when it comes to the subject because we don't know how to be.
We almost shy away because when somebody says we're being intolerant, we're like, I don't want to be labeled that. I love you. It's okay. You know what? That's okay. Well, let's just get rid of Chick-fil-A then. And it almost feels like we're being passive in a sense. And I don't, just from the phone calls, 100% of the phone calls thought this was ridiculous.
And what happened to logic? Like, it's just logical that it's not what it seems. People are just making a big deal. Like, bring it back. Bring it back.
Right.
What is this?
Yeah, I don't know. We put up an article on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. This dude, Shane, he actually was the first guy who spoke out against Chick-fil-A on campuses, trying to get them removed from campus. He is the founder and executive director of Campus Pride. He's 40 years old. He's a homosexual. And it's an interesting article about his relationship with Dan Cathy and where it's gone since he decided to, you know, actually take a logical approach to the entire situation. So, interesting article. Check it out. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. But UNM deciding to remove Chick-fil-A, 505-338-3700. The phone number, going to take a quick break. Coming back, 9 o'clock. What are we going to do? We got an email from Hoyt saying Matt and Toby?
Yeah.
That going to be our Cover to Cover
today? I think
so. All right. Coming back with Cover to Cover, you can still get your thoughts in. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.